This is episode 2400 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day four of our series. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you a simple meditation technique you can do as you meditate, and also that you can do as you go throughout your day to help you release fear, despair, and sadness. The technique I'll share with you is a mudra, and mudras are a way you position your hands that is thought to stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. There are a lot of nerve endings on your hands and fingers. And so mudras, which have been around for over 5,000 years, are a classic meditation technique. They're often referred to as yoga in your hands because they work as a similar way as yoga or acupressure. So I invite you now to go ahead and try this mudra where you fold your thumbs into your palms, doing this with both of your hands. So fold your thumbs down into your palms, doing this with each hand, and now fold your fingers down over your thumbs. So it looks like your thumb is tucked into your fingers. You can rest your hands on your knees or on your lap, whatever feels most comfortable, and you can hold this mudra for 5 to 15 minutes at a time, several times a day, if you like. When you place your hands in this mudra, it's called the Tse Mudra. It's T-S-E, the Tse Mudra. It's stimulating a response to release worry, fear, sadness, and despair. I show you how to do this mudra on a little video on my Sip and Om Instagram. I just placed it there for you before I recorded this episode, so you can take a look at that. And I want to share with you what one of your fellow meditators reached out and shared with me. Now, you can also send me a direct message on Instagram. Maybe if you are there looking at the mudra, you could send me a direct message and let me know how you are managing self-care this week. That is our theme. All week long, it's all about self-care. This is from a listener, Alice, from South Africa. Alice writes, "Whenever I am meditating, I notice that I somehow feel better about whatever problem I might be struggling with. I often find that solutions come to me. I'm not sure why this is the case. Even if I don't come up with a solution to a problem I might be experiencing, I feel somehow more confident about the situation." Alice, I want to thank you for this comment. As you share your journey, I really love hearing about your meditation experiences, because research shows that when you sit in stillness, it's one of the best ways to honor your emotions. Even if you sit in stillness with the intent of letting go of your thoughts and worries and cares, when you become present and mindful, this is when your mind can access solutions. And so you do feel more enlightened. You do feel as though you have a better perspective on life's challenges. If you meditate and walk in nature and do yoga and do a mudra, imagine how solution-oriented you would become as you become more mindful. So this is your self-care tip. As you sit to meditate, allow whatever's trying to be revealed to emerge. Open yourself up to whatever is happening with yourself in the moment. Honor all your emotions, especially your difficult emotions. Just because you're meditating doesn't mean you have to feel a certain way, such as happy or peaceful. Sometimes a meditation session involves allowing your emotions to flow and then processing those emotions. And those emotions might be difficult ones to process. I invite you to share this episode or any episode with someone you know who is feeling fearful and worried, because allowing someone to sit in stillness, just to sit and do the simple techniques we do together, could mean so much to someone else. So as you settle yourself down now and get ready to meditate, again, you may place your hands in the Tse, T-S-E, mudra, folding your thumb down into your palm and then folding your fingers down over your thumb, doing this with both hands as you relax into stillness. Processing how you're feeling right this moment. Noticing where you might be holding tension. Breathing into that tension. Creating space there. Inhale and exhale gently through your nose. This self-care session is so important. Repeat this week's affirmation. I am worth it. I am worth it. You are worth this self-care. Reflect on a worry or fear you've been experiencing recently. Notice the mood or name the emotion you're feeling. Know it's okay to be experiencing difficult emotions. Allow yourself to sit in stillness and open up to solutions or possibilities. The answers are always within you. Listen to your inner wisdom. Gaining wisdom and insight as you sit in stillness. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.